that I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I'm empty, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile, even though I've been here for a while.
What you do?
I smile.
Come on.
Smile. It's so hard to look up when you've been down.
100.
Sure would hate to see you give up now.
80 degrees.
So much better when you smile.
New. Today is a new day, so everybody make an attempt at just and most of your issues will subside momentarily. Hey, good morning. This is Ken Hodge, Brands President, Columbus, Ohio, with a postal podcast for Local 304, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. And, of course, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Campaign is getting it's getting hot. It's getting hot. All I ask you to do, well, I ask you to do two things. One, there is strength in numbers. So everybody, get that ballot, mail it in. Vote for somebody. I mean, okay, it's so important that we show our national office that out of 2,200 mail handlers, I mean, we should be able to bring in about 2,000 votes. It takes about 5 seconds. Mail handlers, please, make sure you vote for somebody. And I really do mean that. That's the first thing. And the second thing, because I said there's two things. The second thing is, vote for Ken Hodge and William Kagan. That's the second thing. So, number one, it's so important that you vote. Don't just throw that ballot away. Don't just throw it in the garbage. Leave it on the put it with the rest of your undeliverable standard mail. No. Come on, mail handlers. Let's get into it. Let's get involved. Let's get those ballots returned. And that's the first thing. And the second thing, naturally, vote for Kenny Hodge. Let's vote for change. Vote for a new local president who's got a different vision, and who's going to expose the membership to a lot of things that we are currently not doing. Okay? And again, that's not to say we're not doing anything right now. I'm just simply saying we're going to do so much more. And before I give you my real campaign pitch, let me say that in Columbus, Ohio, on yesterday, tour one, apparently, now again, this is all information that is buzzing around the work floor. I've read no reports, but I'm going to give you the buzz on the work floor. Apparently, there was a mail handler driving a forklift and came up on a AGV. I don't know if the AGV stopped. I don't know if the AGV was broke. I don't know what the issue was, but the word is, and I do say the word on the street, the word is the mail handler used his forklift and picked the AGV up and moved it. Wow. Let me start with that. And when I say wow, I mean wow. Who is that dedicated to dispatching mail that they would pick up an AGV with a forklift to move it because that AGV was impeding their progress? That sounds like one dedicated employee to me. I'm sorry. And I'm probably going to surmise that he was one of the newer employees. Well, again, Columbus, Ohio, we have to be, we have to pay meticulous attention to what happens with these AGVs, because again, they're relatively new and they are not addressed anywhere in our contract. So we have to be attentive to it, because as soon as I'm elected your branch president and your local president, we are going to open up our MOU and we're going to rediscuss that document. So it's important, especially for the stewards, because you're going to be the main source of information. Well, at this point now, let's just say all the mail handlers, because your stewards may change. But it's very important that we understand what's going on with these AGVs, because we have to address that. We cannot allow that, or, you know, after we have a new contract, we're going to have an opportunity to adjust, amend, correct, update our MOU. And that's something that all the branches in Local 304 might want to give some serious consideration to. Now, let me tell you something. In the past, it has been strongly suggested that no one open those up. Now, again, nobody said you can't open it up. But see, I'm going to take that viewpoint and I'm going to turn it 180 degrees and I am going to encourage, I'm going to try to motivate branch presidents, stewards, to look at that MOU. Let's open that up and let's redefine that document. Most MOUs have not been updated in, yes, that long. So let's start looking at that because, again, as local president, I'm going to be a drum major trying to motivate the branches to get that done. Now, again, so my words are not taken out of context, I am trying to motivate the branch presidents. I don't give directives on that. If your branch is satisfied with the MOU, then I'm satisfied. But I'm saying take a look at it, because sometimes we're satisfied with something only because we have no idea what it is. See, this is my presidential platform. This is how I want to move once I'm elected president. These are some of the things I want to do. Again, once we go past our incubation period, everybody comes back to center.
That center
race. I won. The incumbent lost. He was your friend. Okay, so we take a little time, we get over it. And now let's get back to work. And once that period has passed, you're going to see that there's a lot we can do in this local. Again, simply because the vision is going to be so different. You know, I was trolling the Facebook more specifically, and very interesting post on Postal Mayhem, and there was a thread going that involved grievance settlements being signed off but not being paid. It gives me an excellent opportunity to make a campaign pledge. No, with Ken Hodge as your local president, grievance settlements that are signed off and due to be paid, they won't take months to pay. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some when we have to bring folks back to work, recoupment of funds takes a little longer. But no, months, no, that's not the design of a settlement. And I think that we have become complacent with the post office saying, we'll get to it. No, you're not going to get to it. You're going to get it done. And again, If we insist upon prompt payments, we will get prompt payments. See, here's a little more of my prior management experience benefiting Local 304. You see, I know as a manager, it is not headquarters post office intention that grievous settlements in arbitration decision. Now, arbitrations are going to take a little longer, but grievous settlement is not there in their plans or in their knowledge that that takes months to get paid. Now, for whatever reason, because it happens with such regularity in Local 304, it's accepted that you'll get paid whenever they pay you. No, that's not how this is going to work. I insist upon paydays upon settlement.
Again, with me as your local president, trust and believe me, I understand how to navigate this and address this with the right individuals so that it is trickled down to districts that you will pay promptly or you will pay within a reasonable amount of time. I think we can understand a reasonable amount of time as being the language, but we're going to define in some uncertain terms what reasonable is in months to get paid from a grievance settlement. I promise you that will disappear in Local 304 with Kenny Hodge as your local president. And to the members in Dayton, Ohio, before you blow Facebook up telling me how great your union is, and I'm aware you guys do get a lot of payouts in Dayton, one of the highest in the area. I'm aware of that. But if it's only happening in Dayton, now listen, don't get upset. As your local president, whatever it is you're doing in Dayton, if you don't mind, I like to share it with the rest of the local. I mean, and I'm being very serious, because if you're that successful, but the rest of the local is not as successful, what do you think? Maybe there's no sharing going on of information, sharing of best practices. So again, if what you do in Dayton to the mail handlers in Dayton apparently is very successful, I'm simply saying, why don't we duplicate that and share it with every other branch? Last thing I want to address this morning, again, you know, as in I troll to see what issues are important to mail handlers. And listen, if you are experiencing constant clock ring errors because supervisors are finagling with your time, and when I say finagling, in this case, finagling could mean genuinely trying to fix it but made an error, or generally trying to mess up your time so that they impact your check when you get paid. If you are experiencing this, and this is happening with a regularity, now again, let's understand, they are doing thousands of inputs or in the tax system, so nobody's perfect. But there's a difference between not being perfect and you are constantly creating errors only on some individuals' clock rings. So again, with Ken Hodge as your local president, systems will be in place to negate that. Vote Kenny Hodge. You know, again, I'm going to bring a lot to this position, and I know I keep saying it, but once the current staff that do remain, once we get over this campaign and I guess the last two years of here, nothing but Ken Hodge this, Ken Hodge that, I'm pretty sure we're going to gel and be a cohesive and very educating branch. Ken Hodge, local president, William Kirkland, vice president, give us an opportunity to show you how we can affect change in Local 304. And I would be remiss in my duties as a presidential candidate if I didn't reach out and pay particular attention to a young lady who used to work in Columbus, now resides in Florida. I think Ms. Cole, I want to say to you, ma'am, that I don't know what your issues are with Mr. Hodge or Kenneth Hodge, however you want to refer to me, but you really need to get over it. You post a lot of mean and hateful things on Facebook about me, none of which make any sense to me. But I want to say to you, ma'am, at this point in my podcast, if I've done anything to harm you in the past, well, ma'am, I want you to know I apologize. So, Ms. Cole, you have a great day and hope we can move forward from this point.